I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey Series. The art and practice of throat singing, a guttural style of vocalization or chanting, is one of the world's oldest musical expressions in which the human voice is used to produce more than one note at a time. For many groups, this style of singing represents an ancient and iconic sign of cultural identity. The unique practice and performance of throat singing, sustained in many places around the world, has a long history linked to ancient animism, a belief system of multiple indigenous groups fashioned by the Inuit peoples of northern Canada, the Xhosa of today's southeast region of South Africa, and most impressively, by performers in Mongolia, Inner Mongolia, Tuva, and Siberia. A performer of throat singing first produces a fundamental pitch, then one or more pitches are layered over the initial tone. Now, Mongolian throat singing stretches back in time, when herding men of Central Asia rode horses, raised yaks, sheep, and camels, retained a deep spiritual relationship with nature where throat singing is traditionally done. Throat singing is traditionally done outdoors as not just a ritual, but as a way of life. Tuva, predominantly rural region of Russia, located northwest of Mongolia, has a definitive hold on throat singing called kumei, in which singers use a form of circular breathing that allows them to sustain multiple notes for long periods of time. Of late, throat singing, once only a folk tradition, practiced in the Windy Steppe, is now embraced as an emblem of Tuvan identity, most often performed by professionals in formal settings. The use of throat singing, historically practiced only by men, has recently made its way to performance stages across the globe. Why just men? Well, as the story goes, there was a misplaced notion that a woman performing throat singing could somehow injure her male relatives or cause self-inflicted difficulties during childbirth. Legend has it that one woman, Choldakara Oyun, engaged in throat singing throughout her life, first to render lullabies to her children while she milked her cows, and sometimes while drinking Tuvan Araga, a fermented milk alcohol. Of late, Tuvan women have not only begun to practice throat singing, they are in fact among today's most favorite performers, celebrated for their proficiency and skillful interpretation of the genre. And as the taboo dissipates, young girls, like the boys, are now learning early the art of performing kumei. Tuvan throat singing, originally employed to mimic the various sounds of nature from animals to mountains to streams, finds itself in alignment with other forms of music where experimentalists blend throat singing with various international styles. Today, throat singing is celebrated as a marker of Tuvan cultural identity, with the voices of men and women traveling well past local mountainsides, grasslands, and rural areas to places where the sound is openly welcomed great distances from home. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org. Tonight at 7, join me for an evening of world music with African roots and more here on Wisconsin Public Radio.